T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my Wild Country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
When I say, should we bring our swimsuits? You say, well, yeah, weather permitting.
With Dusty Hera.
I didn't get into college. Check me out. I'm kick-ass.
And Cam Cleland.
I almost joined a frat in college myself. But they tried to make me chug a 40.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
Put my nuts on the table, and then I did the damn thing.
All righty, here we go. Hour number 3, Dusty and Cam. You can have a chance to win an I'm a Dusty and Cam P1 t-shirt. All you got to do is text us football questions, sports questions. Heck, at this point in the day, with the way our show's gone, just any question that's on your mind, text us.
We're a sports show, Dusty.
Yeah, I don't care.
I care.
55305.
I want your political agendas.
Oh, I don't want that. No, yeah, anything except for your political.
No, if you want political, fine.
I know.
Fine. Doesn't mean we'll engage with it.
They can send it. We just
you can send whatever you want. We're not huge politic guys.
The best question.
I'm such a bad politician. I can't even say it.
We'll get an I'm a Dustin Cam P1 T-shirt. So go ahead, text us 55305. Better you today. Text sign. We'll have that this hour. But right now, it's time for the weekend. Would you rather, Mr. Buck?
All right, gentlemen, 4 categories since we're a little bit behind.
No.
We're doing 4 categories. I actually had a 5th, but I want you to get to all these and not have to rush through one. So we'll save the 5th one for next week. Golf hazards is your category number 1.
Okay.
Food fights, category 2. Prison break.
Okay.
And adventures with Jose Canseco. Those are your 4 categories.
Okay. I would like to start with prison breaks, sir.
So El Chapo has been sentenced to his prison, which apparently is being called Alcatraz of the Rockies.
Yes, I saw this.
ADX.
They don't know if it's guaranteed, though, because they're not going to release where he goes, but it could be this.
So assuming it is in the Rockies and assuming you could successfully escape from a prison, would you rather be on an island where you can see land and civilization like Alcatraz, or would you rather be in the middle of a mountain range? Where there was presumably no civilization in sight.
I'm gonna go with Alcatraz, where you can see land, you can see it there, and you can try and float for it or swim for it or whatever. The mountain range thing is terrifying because you have no idea
where you are. Here's the other crazy part about the Colorado prison is that they are so locked in, they have only a small, I think it's a 24-inch window that they're only allowed to look out of, and it's not guaranteed that they get to see any mountainscapes. It's just a little bit of beam of light. That's it. So that's all you get to look at. But Alcatraz doesn't have that. You get to see ocean and all that other stuff, so I'm taking Alcatraz.
You know, the part about this ADX prison, it's sensory deprivation is one of its like...
Yeah, it's called a prison.
I don't want to say amenities, but one of the amenities of this prison, soundproof cells so you can't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
No windows, as you said. Prisoners can go months, weeks, if not months, without any human interaction. That is incredible to think about. And then one window in the entire place.
Yeah.
The windows are designed, by the way, so you have no idea where you are.
So we're going to go with Mr. Jose Canseco because I know where this is going and I love every second of it. Take my money.
Yeah, so Adventures with Jose Canseco earlier this week, he tweeted that you could be part of an adventure, encounter, or hunt for Bigfoot and aliens with him if you just called his management company. Question is, if you were on an adventure with Jose Canseco, would you rather encounter Bigfoot or encounter aliens?
Oh, Bigfoot. I'm infatuated with Bigfoot.
I knew that was going to be your answer.
Infatuated with the Sasquatch and the Yetis and anything in that. If I had a chance just to hang out with Bigfoot, it'd be my number 1 on the list. Doesn't even matter. And if you give me Jose Canseco, I'll take that too. Because he might show me how to hit a good fastball. And I can relay that on to the kids.
Okay. This is a tough one. I'm going to go aliens. I'm going aliens on this one. Because I'm interested to see what they look like. We have an idea of what Bigfoot looks like, right?
Right, but I'd also be more concerned for my safety with aliens. I think Bigfoot sure could be dangerous, but you know you're getting a mammal, whereas an alien, you have no idea what they're going to be capable of.
That's part of the intrigue.
It is.
If I'm going to go and an alien's going to be the one to take me out, all right, cool. Let's go.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I feel like the Sasquatch is going to be a really chill dude to hang out with.
Just basically a stoner with long hair.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. He's the best hide-and-seek person of all time.
All time. All time.
All right, Dusty. Golf hazards or food fights?
I'll go food fights.
Okay, so this comes to us from the world of country music. I would imagine our friends at The Wolf are going to talk about it at some point, or maybe already have this week. But Miranda Lambert, the country artist, apparently got into a heated exchange at a restaurant and dumped a salad in a patron's lap.
So they call it a patron there? Were they at Augusta?
No, not at a golf course. Did I say golf course?
No, what they have to call the people when you're at Augusta.
Oh, I see.
You're a patron. You're not
a
fan.
Yes, yes. The question here, though, is, if it came down to a satisfying diss, would you rather dump a salad in someone's lap or toss a drink in their face?
Oh, look, there's nothing intimidating you can do with a salad, so I'm going to go with the drink in the face. You know, I mean, it's a salad. It's a salad!
Yeah, but you want a salad all over your pants?
Drink in the face. Pop!
To clean up.
Easy to clean up. I'm going salad because I would have the oil and vinegar, and not only would I win by staining your clothes and keeping the oil and vinegar there the whole time, you would smell really raunchy the rest of the time.
I like the way you think.
Yeah, so I'm getting, you know, because that's what I'm saying. I mean, it gets some blue cheese on you. You know, you get a little drink in the face. That's no big deal. You just go towel off. No big deal, boy. You get some blue cheese or some oil and vinegar, or heaven forbid, Thousand Island dressing on you.
It's a salad.
It would be pretty gross to get a salad dumped on you.
Yeah.
Although I think that the tossed drink in the face has kind of more of a pizzazz flair and statement to it.
What in the world did that woman say in order to get a salad dumped on her, though?
Apparently.
What happened here?
Yeah, well, according to the story, Miranda Lambert's friend was confronted by two other men at the restroom who were complaining about millennials, their cell phones, and apparently the eyewitness said the Grammy winner had to be held back from this woman going after this entire table of people who were getting in her friend's face.
Triggered.
She dumped a salad on them.
She got triggered.
It seems like a very weird occurrence, but that's what I'm reading.
Okay, golf hazards, Buck.
Golf hazards. So this was at first inspired today by Better You Today text line. They said they hit somebody with a golf ball off the tee. I also did see an article that there were two drunk golfers up in northeast Portland who attacked some other people at the course with their clubs.
Yeah, went after them.
They just got sentenced to 30 to 45 days in prison, so that's good.
Excuse me?
The people who attacked people with their golf clubs, yeah.
Yeah, that's assault,
Wait
brother.
A minute. I know that's assault, but it was a group of people attacked another group with golf clubs?
Yeah, like the
two drunk guys.
Yeah, group in front of them or whatever. Boy. Went after
them. 30 to 45 days in prison?
Yeah.
I think that's jail, right?
Sentenced to jail terms, yes.
Because jail and prisoner.
Yes, they are. Definitely.
That is a little bit different.
Yeah, I know. A little bit different.
But okay. The question here is, would you rather be struck with a golf ball that you never saw coming or be attacked by drunk golfers that you did see coming?
Struck by a golf ball. Struck by
really?
A golf ball. Because,
250-yard tee shot to the dome, maybe? You don't know where it's going to hit.
Yeah, well, I just...
Not going to be ready for it.
I just see... Could hit me in the backside. Could hit me in the face or anything. I don't need to get any more fights. I've had plenty of those in my early days. Those are done. We don't need that anymore. And if you're a drunk guy coming at me, all I'm going to do is get in my cart and run you over anyway.
Yeah.
So,
if I see you
coming, just make sure... Hey, boys. Get off the tracks because the train's coming through.
See, that's the thing is that I would probably want the attack because then you can fight them off.
Really?
At least you know it.
What if there's two mutants?
What if there's... Well, what if they're not?
One of these guys looks like a mutant.
What if you just...
Not very many
once,
little guys
gone.
Are coming after you on golf courses. I don't see very many little dudes come getting angry. It's always the jort-wearing guy with the cargo shorts. And he's usually just got done with his longshore day. And he's out playing golf.
From experience?
Yeah. Yeah. Guys like you don't get angry on the golf course.
Well, no. Guys like me don't get angry at people like you on a golf course.
That's my point. So the dudes that are coming after you are bro guy, frat
so
guy.
That's why I take out him.
Guy. Yeah, you, okay.
It wouldn't bother me because it's more of people my size would do that. You know?
I've never seen anybody your size get mad on a golf course. I am size stereotyping you.
Yeah. Because they're not getting mad at you.
No, just in general. Because they're smarter. On. They're not the bro guys.
They're smarter.
Huh. All right,
trust me, they're out there.
Real quick before we go, your non-Football Friday sports bonus. Would you rather win the three-point contest or the dunk contest?
Dunk. Way cooler to dunk. Anybody can shoot a three. Not everybody can dunk.
Oh, there's an elitist mentality. That's
no,
a good point, though.
Literally any person can shoot a three.
You agree, Cam?
Yeah, I got to go with the dunk contest.
All right, fair enough.
I do.
Yeah. How cool would that be?
Nobody wants to watch Klay Thompson dunk. Or Steph Curry, which is still can dunk.
Well, I mean, Nate Robinson and Spud Webb, we loved watching them dunk.
Yeah.
They were little guys that little could guys. Do it. You know, but it's like you can shoot. Cool, man. Cool. All right. 55305, the Better You Today text line. Got some great questions already lined up here. Q&A, football Q&A, whatever Q&A. Best question this hour gets an I'm a Dusty and Cam P1 t-shirt. Next on The Fan. All right, Q&A, 55305. We got some good questions coming in. Sports questions.
Number one, out of the gate, questions. Cam, when are you, Dusty, and Buck going to duel the afternoon?
Did you hear their conversation about it?
I did not hear their conversation about it.
So they tried to figure out how this all started. I honestly have no idea.
I challenged them, but it was like 3 years ago.
When
Crawford was here.
Was it after Fan Madness?
No, it was that we were making fun of Crawford because he would go out and play at the local park mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah.
And then he would videotape it. He would put up crap on his phone.
Instagram, yeah.
Awful. And then he tried to say, and then we said, maybe we should challenge to see which show would go on shows. And that's been 3 years in the running. But now that we're finally here, I feel like it's boxing. We're promoting it. Trying to get the promotion up, get the excitement. Now that Buck's here, you know, it's worried about our weak links.
Well, yeah, I would be too. I actually had a buddy ask me if I could play hoops on Sunday, and I told him that my lateral movement's still not good enough. So.
Yeah, see, that's we're waiting on your injury. That's why we can't compete right now. We're waiting on Buck to fully
recover. Yeah, that's
the
only reason why. Also, we said, Swag came in and said, when are we going to do this? And we said, let's go. We can go whenever. Yeah. You know, let's go
and
out.
Swag came in with the legal ramifications.
But he also said we needed to go out. We need to play indoors, which I don't really care.
I don't care where we play. We play around the middle of the ocean. I don't care.
But Dirt and Sprague did hit this nail right on the head in that you and Buck have more on the line in this than I do. And Dirt and I are kind of, we're kind of one and one. I'll give you all I got, guys. I want you to know right now as I look you both in the eyes. I will give you all I have. But let's be honest here. Buck came out and gave the I could take Lynch and Swag.
Yeah, he did.
I said I could hold my own. I didn't say I would take them.
Isn't that what it means?
But then
no, it means I'd be competitive with them and would not let them just run over me.
Cam has already committed to somebody getting injured, be it yourself or somebody else.
I said
else.
I'll probably be the first one to get injured. I'm not one to tell you that I'm like, hey, look, my mind still tells me I'm 22. Body, not much.
Oh,
although man. I feel pretty good.
So the one thing I did hear from the afternoon show's conversation was that they had caught on to you kind of mentioning casually you'd spot them 10 in a game to 11. That's how good you felt about it. And Sprague said if you were serious about that, he's petty enough to make one bucket walk
away
and say he won.
I'm not going to
say we never play again.
I'm not going to kowtow into Sprague's degenerate gambling world.
All right.
He'd bet on his wife playing if he beat her or not. That's how much of a degenerate he is.
Well, I mean, if I could get odds on me beating my wife in basketball, I would take my odds too. I'd bet on myself. It'd be an easy bet. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Gosh, that's not being a degenerate. It's being just smart with your money.
Watch us both bet against our own teams and then just try to have a lose-off.
You have a lose-off?
Well, actually, Cam would never.
Are you kidding me? I've never bet against, never bet against myself.
Well, you'd also never try to lose.
You're dang right. This text says, better you today, Swag goes down first. Of all the injuries, Swag goes down first.
You know how I think he would go down too?
He's taking a charge, which no moron takes charges in pickup basketball, but he might get free throws. You don't know.
He'll try to back somebody down, and the go-to move when you're playing an old man who's trying to back you down is just pull the chair out. And that's how he would get injured. He would get the tailbone bruise in a hurry.
What about the team of Luke, Will, Rashad, Joe, Patrick, and Preston? That team would pass out.
Be a good team.
Do they have anybody over 6 foot?
Rashad.
I never met Rashad, so I don't know how that is.
You don't come in on Sundays. No, Rashad's a big dude. He was a hell of an athlete in high school, too.
Okay. All right. You know, do something.
So, there we go. Good text. That'd be the only bet Sprague has won in weeks. Okay. We'll let you know when it's happening and bring you
down. Oh, it's going to happen. All right? We just need Buck to recover. We're going to do it. We're going to, you know, I'll set a time frame. We're going to do it in the spring. Now, the spring lasts, in the spring. Or maybe we do it the first part of summer. When the NBA finals.
How about when Buck is healthy enough to play, we'll just go and play. What do we need to put a time range on this thing for?
Because we need to make sure this is get
Are
hyped
you training?
Up. We get hyped up and we make sure I get time
to
get in the gym.
Hype it up so everybody can be let down.
Yeah.
All right. 55305. Q&A. Any questions? We've got answers. We'll just answer the ones that we like the most, though. Okay. Oh. 2000 Fiesta Bowl team, if the kick doesn't miss and they beat UW, do they take down Oklahoma that year? I don't know. That's a weird question to come in on the Better You Today.
What year was
question.
That?
2000 when they...
Oh, I don't remember.
It was their Fiesta Bowl year.
Yeah.
So they did lose. Wide right.
Yeah.
I think it was right. Who the heck knows? Doesn't it amaze you that some fans will go back and... that was 19 years
That's incredible.
Ago.
It's and
it
memory.
Still sticks with... No, it's not a good memory. It's what... Like, fans will do that. They'll stick to one single year, and they'll be like, was that our only chance? It may be the closest you ever get. How about this? Two-parter for Cam. What's your opinion on why all these MLB free agents are not getting paid? And do you think a baseball player is worthy of a larger contract of the highest-paid quarterback considering their respective sports revenues?
I kind of feel about that and I think you're on the same boat with this. Major League Baseball is having a reset. They're having a market reset because their finances aren't as strong as everybody thinks. Remember, they don't have a salary cap, so teams are not willing to pay the kind of money. You see guys that like Robinson Cano contracts for these 10-year contracts, and I think the teams, like what Albert Pujols got from the Angels, these 10-year long-term deals are hamstringing everybody, and they're not willing to do these long-term deals. If you're looking at what Alex Rodriguez got in 2000 for $252 million, those are still in play. In fact, that seems like a lot of money because Manny Machado has been offered that and he turned it down. That's where teams are sitting. Right now, there's only one guy that I don't think we ever see Giancarlo Stanton money. There's only one guy in all of Major League Baseball that deserves above $250 in my mind, and that's Mike Trout.
This is absolutely 100%. A bubble bursting. Major League Baseball is so far ahead of the curve on player salaries that the NFL and NBA will eventually reach this. They'll eventually reach a time where they say, all right, this is too much money to keep somebody. The NBA may be the one league that may be immune to it because they do have a max contract that is comparable to the top of the salary cap. So teams can't really do this. But the NFL will see it with quarterback money. Mm-hmm. Eventually, quarterback money will get to a point where they say, this is too much, and you're going to have guys go as free agents. Just as in baseball right now, you're seeing it. NFL's not there yet. They're not close to being there yet. Mm-hmm. We may see $30, $40 million, $45 to $50 million a year before NFL finally gets to this point. But baseball's just saying, it doesn't guarantee and make you a champion automatically. Look at the Dodgers, the Yankees, the last handful of years. Highest payrolls in baseball. They have not been able to compete.
Good basketball question, better you today. It says, what does it say about the Pac-12 that Nevada and Gonzaga are the best basketball teams on the West Coast? And that comes from Mike. Mike, it's a good question. What does it say about the Pac-12? It says it's extremely disappointing. Extremely. And I'm not going to get on this triggered because I already did that this week, so I won't say how much I'm disappointed. But the consistency of Mark Few and Gonzaga, what they've built to have that, it's incredible. Now, to get Nevada as better, that's even more amazing. So you can go, we can keep going. St. Mary's, I mean, come on. There are so many better teams within the coast. I mean, even squeaking in, I don't want to say, I mean, that's Nevada's close enough. Yeah. But you can squeak into BYU, Utah. That whole group of basketball teams are better than overall in the Pac-12. That's an issue.
I would consider it an issue, yes.
But Gonzaga just is, they are, what Mark Few's built there is incredible.
Well, what it means to me, too, is coaching matters in college basketball. And that for far too long, there's been some terrible coaching in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And, you know, Oregon has a good coach in Dana Altman. He's gotten the team to the Final Four before. And injuries plagued them this year. Who knows what they would have done had they not gotten derailed by injuries. But guess what? You're banged up. You're not good. Washington is getting there, and their coach is going to take a little time because they have so many defections coming up. But the rest of the conference, they lack great coaching. Eric Musselman at Nevada, he's a great coach. He's an NBA coach, for goodness sakes. And Mark Few is a phenomenal coach. Look at what Kelvin Sampson's doing at Houston. They are ranked ninth in the country. They are 24-1. He got a show cause for his questionable recruiting practices.
Yeah, great coach if he's not cheating.
But he's a damn good coach. He is. And his team right now is ranked ninth in the country. So, look, Kelvin Sampson can coaching matters in college basketball. It matters a ton. Yeah. In the Pac-12, I'm sorry, you don't have good coaches.
Speak for yourself. Washington has one.
Well, I just told you why. Oregon, Washington, Arizona State's got a good coach. Arizona has gotten, they've been ravaged right before recruiting signing day, and they are lumped in a scandal. USC is in a scandal right now. I mean, it's not pretty. Steve Alford at UCLA, terrible coach.
We got a great question about food coming back. We take a little break. We're over.
Oh,
we can get this one.
Really care about.
We get this one on when we come back.
Okay, got a lot of. Oh, I see what you're going with.
Yeah,
there.
Baby. Yeah.
Questions. We got answers. Hit them with us. Dustin Cam on the Fan. All right. Let's talk about Cam's meat.
Okay, so this came in on the Better You Today text line because we're asking questions. No, you're asking questions and we're giving answers.
They're
and
damn
this
right.
this is it, baby, because this says full name Cameron, which I respect tremendously. Mm-hmm. If you could only barbecue / smoke one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be? And I would give this to you. You guys might know me a little bit. What would you think I would choose? Now, you know where I stand when it comes to barbecue and smoking some meat. What would you think?
Ribs.
Buck?
I think you have more of an affinity for wings.
Yeah, wings.
Buck knows
me
better.
He does wings. He does. It is wings. It is a wing. You are a wings man.
Yeah, it took me almost a year to get the wings out of Dusty. So
it is.
He knows some wings. Wings!
You want buffalo? What's your favorite kind of wing?
Yeah. There's variations of buffalo, and I've created my own sauce.
So sauce over dry rub?
Yeah, but it's a light rub sauce. Boy, that's got a lot of in it. Anyone does. That's big meat slapping. But a spicy buffalo garlic with a hint of smoke flavor built in. It's my own special creation.
That sounds outstanding.
It's tri-tip for me. I love if you have a good rub on a tri-tip and you slow cook that bad boy, not smoke it. I'm talking slow cook that thing. Oh my God, nothing is better. So I'd go tri-tip on that one. 55305, the Better You Today text line. We've got questions coming in. This one came in a little bit earlier. Which holiday should get more recognition in your mind? Because we do have President's Day. No work tomorrow or Monday for many out there. Which holiday do you believe
more recognition?
Should get more recognition?
A real holiday. Halloween.
A real holiday, you say? I'm going day after 4th of July, 5th of July. That should be a day off.
I thought it was
Independence Day. You thought it was what?
An actual holiday.
No, I think
that's not a holiday. That's the day after the
Independence
holiday.
Independence Day should be a 4th full of July. Celebration. Yeah, 5th. You should have the 5th of July off too. Because part of the celebration of 4th of July is at nighttime, fireworks going off.
Well,
right?
If it's on a Friday, you're good. Saturday,
New
you're
Year's
good.
Eve, guess what we get off? New Year's Day. Why is New Year's Day a federal holiday?
I don't know.
Because you party all night, New Year's Eve. Know. That's one of the reasons why. I'll also throw out there, I'll go Halloween too. Halloween should be a federal holiday.
What about the holiday that isn't a holiday yet, the day after the Super Bowl?
They actually
holiday?
Said yeah, Super Bowl Monday
doesn't count,
be
which
excluded.
I think is a hands down winner, but we can't. That's what we can't use, I guess.
Yeah, no, you can't use that.
That's not fair. That was too easy.
There's no way I would ever want to back out of a Super Bowl Monday holiday. That should happen. Every politician in the world should be fighting for that one. All right, more questions. Better You Today text line 55305. Oh my gosh, we just had a bunch of them come in.
This is a good one.
How about this? Are you going to watch the Daytona 500? There's one that's broken up into like 8 different texts about Daytona 500. Will you watch that on Sunday?
Yeah, I'll watch a little bit of that. Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
I don't think I am.
Yeah.
I just don't. Racing just not doing it for me anymore. No Jeff Gordon, no Dale Earnhardt Jr.
It doesn't mean there's a lot of young up-and-comers.
Yeah, but the stars of my time are gone.
Yeah, true.
And it's an ancillary sport. Okay, what did you say? You had a good
one? I like this one. It says, what happens first? Larry Scott quits on his own, or the so-called Pac-12 CEOs force him out?
He gets forced out.
So fired.
Yeah. There's got to be some sort of severance or buyout there. There's no way he's walking away from that.
Yeah, he gets fired.
Yeah, because we know all the good old boys that gave him his contract. This will trigger me beyond belief, so I'm not going to let it do it. Not going to let you take my Friday happiness away from me today. This is my trigger moment.
This text on the Better You Today text.
There's no way he quits on his own. His pride is way too massive, so he's going to have to get forced out. And don't let the door, you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't. What? What are you saying?
It's just an old saying.
Don't let the door what?
Don't let the door.
Okay. I think if walking away is once his contract expires, they don't re-sign him.
When does it expire?
2045. No, I think it's the year before the negotiations, so 2023. So they got some time. Here's one. Better You Today, text on 55305. Question and answer. With the top 10 recruiting class, good defensive recruits coming in, with a majority of the defensive starters coming back, why is Levitt leaving? Friction, man. He and Mario Cristobal didn't get along.
We don't have the full report yet.
They never have gotten along.
Yeah, we don't have the inside report. Not one insider is coming out and give us any details.
I've talked to people that
who's your source?
They have been
source me
within in those conversations. Say it's just been
break some news here, Dusty. Source me.
I told you yesterday that if when you are sitting there and you hear the rumblings coming out of. There was friction when Levitt didn't get the head coaching job, and he wasn't happy with the fact that Cristobal, his equal, was the guy that got it. The player petition went and got it. And then you have on top of that, Keith Hayward getting promoted to co-defensive coordinator last year.
Yeah.
Okay. It just became untenable. The relationship became where there was so much friction that it just was never going to work, and it was doomed to work.
I can't. Right? I need to, me. I believe. I kind of believe a little bit of that because that's the hearsay. I need to hear it from eventually. Do we ever hear it from there? Will there be players? Will there be a coach? Will Jim Levitt come out and talk? Because what's stopping him? Right. But he doesn't want to do that because that's breaking the coach code.
Right. It's not like players have been in the know. Of what's been going on. This is all coming from, you know, people that have been close to the program and are not coaches necessarily, but the coaching circles speak to each other.
This is a great question for the NBA and a lot of sports, if you think about it, especially on the Better You Today text line. If you go to a sporting event and the main star doesn't play. Should you get a discount on a future ticket or three free beers to make the game interesting? You go to a game, you go to Moda Center, LeBron's coming to town. He's a game time decision scratch because he's got a contusion in his knee. Are you upset? Because you bought those tickets a year in advance.
No.
You're not upset?
No.
Are you kidding? All right, fine. I'm furious.
Buyer beware.
That doesn't matter. This is a A or B question. Buyer beware. Well, that's already a given. We know that. But you're upset because you didn't know. Do you want a discount? You're not going to get one. Would a couple free beers? Yeah, a couple beer would be good. I like that.
That would be nice, but it wouldn't hit for everybody.
No, well, not everybody's a beer drinker. But so, maybe a free hot dog, free garlic fries, Moda Center garlic fries, pizza slice.
Yeah, something. I mean, if I was back in the time when I got
I never got to see Michael Jordan live. Okay, it was my dream to watch Michael Jordan play live. Never got to see it in my life. And I went to a Sonics game, and I always wanted to because you can never get Bulls ticket. But if I would have been lucky enough to watch him live play, I would have been like devastated. Emotionally devastated to not see him.
But the hometown team's never going to do that if it's a visiting team that sits a guy. Why would they do that? Because they're like, we can't control that. It's totally out of our control.
No, I know that, but this is called a hypothetical question.
Well, I know, but that's the part that sucks is that they don't have any control over it, so they'll be like, yeah, sorry.
Right, because it's a players' league. But a beer and a hot dog?
Football wouldn't do that either.
What do you mean?
Football wouldn't do that.
No sports are
going to
do
that.
That's the hypothetical.
Well, I know, but you said it's a players' league. Football is not a players' league. They wouldn't do that either.
Well, football players only have 16 games. There's no way they're missing a game if it's not happening.
Yeah, well, I mean, just sitting the guy out, well, week 16, you know, you go to watch Drew Brees this past year, he didn't play.
Yeah.
For the Saints, you know, like, sorry.
Yeah.
But he didn't play. We rested him. They're not going to sit there and be like, here's a lot of free stuff for you. All right, 55305, the Better You Today text line. We will get to the best Q&A next on The Fan.
It's been a hard
This is Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080 The Fan.
What are you doing, Buckley? What are you doing, man?
Hold,
I feel
please.
Like I don't even know you.
Hold, please.
Yeah, here we go.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, buddy.
I spend the whole week waiting for this cheer.
I love it. What a great song.
What a great name.
Loverboy?
Yeah. Do you know that's every time we say this, do you know that's a girl's butt in that picture? On the cover of this album.
I don't think I've ever seen this album cover.
You've never seen the red pants with the peace sign in the back? It's a girl with not their hand. That's a different person's hand. We've talked about this before.
We have.
That's a lady in that picture. And then the hand is somebody else, another hand model. You didn't know that? A little tribute.
No, you did. But why am I thinking that it's a different... I thought it was the other way around.
I'm almost certain.
I know, but I know I'm probably wrong because you're the one that brought it up the first time. So I just was misremembering how that conversation went down because I remember you telling me that before, but I thought it was the other way around. So I'm glad that we had it again.
I'm pretty sure that's a dude's hand. Have you looked at that arm?
No. Well,
I mean, that's Sasquatch ability there.
Well, you also have.
I mean, that's as hairy as it gets. If that's not a man's hand, then whatever that is, if that's a lady's hand, then
that
might be the
that's not a lady's hand for sure.
That might be the gal from I don't know.
What is the little
dodgeball.
Hand signal there?
It's across the legs. Somebody's been using steroids.
Damn it, Bernice!
Damn it, Bernice!
A beaver tranquilizer. Tested positive for steroids and a beaver tranquilizer.
That is a lady. in leather, okay, red pants.
Okay, so it's not a dude. Okay,
he's crossing his fingers that he gets lucky with her. That's all it is.
There you go. Is that your theory?
That's going to be my theory, my guess.
Because okay, it's kind of in a okay, seven, too, with his okay, thumb being out. There's got to be a meaning number seven. There. Okay. All right, I like where you're at there.
That's a man hand.
All right, hour number two. Who gets an I'm a Dusty Cam P1 t-shirt?
Well, it's all about food on Friday, baby, because that barbecue question is my winner.
Boom!
And it is smoked wings with my special barbecue. No, it's not barbecue sauce. It's my wing sauce.
What's your meat choice, Buck? You never gave your meat.
No, I didn't. I will be slow cooking a flank steak this weekend that I'll marinate
flank
first.
Flank is very good.
But I would probably go ribs.
Slow cooking, or are you Traegering it? Or how you?
I don't have a Traeger. I will be slow cooking in the sous vide and finishing it on the grill.
And if you finish on the grill, here's a little trick. I'm going to throw it on a
little sous vide guy.
Yeah, if you sous vide and then
I don't have the Traeger yet. Not an option.
Sear it, but then sear it on both sides when you're done, because that'll keep it in there. Throw some crumbled blue cheese on top. It is unbelievable.
So I was going to go more of like a citrus Asian marinade. So I don't know if I'm going to do blue cheese this time.
If you just stick with me on this one.
I will.
Crumbled blue cheese on that. Finish it.
Oh, man. Now there's Loverboy cover texts coming in on the Better You Today text line that are phenomenal. What do you got going for the three-day weekend? By the way, programming note, we will not be here Monday.
No.
What are you going to do?
We have a day off. We have a real day off. I'm going to sports the sports weekend. I'm going to sports it.
You're sporting the sports weekend.
Yeah, man. It's basketball. It's baseball season. We're all getting it all. Getting it all.
All right. Well, yeah, me too. I'm just going to hang out. Just gonna hang out, man. Just hang out, bro.
Oh. Wow. Music trivia is coming in here.
The lover boy, you weren't wrong. It was a girl, but that's a 13-year-old girl.
I did not know that.
On the lover boy cover.
And she's passed away in a
her
car accident.
Her father was the photographer. Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I knew it was a female. I just didn't know the details of that.
But if you're the dad and you're the photographer, you're like, yeah, this is a great idea.
Well, it's art. That's what it is.
All right, if you phone lines are working, caller number 5 at 866-358-1080. That is 866-358-1080.
One more time.
Caller 866-358-1080. If you are caller number 5, you're getting a pair of tickets to the golf show February 22nd through the 24th at the Oregon Convention Center. 866-358-1080. You can go. Shop the Fiddler Green Sale Zone, play Tonkin Alpha Romero along Putt Challenge, and much more. For info, go to theportlandgolfshow.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday of next week. Up next is the Herd of Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon, noon to 3, Easter and Sprague, 3 to 7, Primetime with Isaac and Sue. Bye, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.